Well, as we continue our celebration of Catholic Schools Week in the Archdiocese of Portland, we head to Milwaukee and visit LaSalle Catholic Prep High School, where they have a very cool program called Design Thinking. The class is taught by Carrie Coleman, and she joins us this morning. Carrie, I want to sign up for this class.
Well, I welcome you to do it. It's a ton of fun.
Well, it really is. I was reading the story, thank you again to the Catholic Sentinel newspaper, who made me call attention to this program, Design Thinking. And so I guess just first tell our listeners the whole purpose around the Design Thinking class.
Well, first of all, I was a science teacher for 20 years, and I love science, and I love the process of inquiry and looking around us and seeing the wonder in our world and try to figure out problems to solve. What design thinking is looking at human-centered problem solving, and at the core of it is empathy. And empathy, as we know, is for us to put ourselves into other people's situations and to understand where they're coming from. And in the design thinking, our whole purpose is to design for others. So it's not about ourselves, but it's about others and making other people's lives better through the design thinking process. And there's five steps to it. The first one, which is empathy, which is for us to understand. And I teach kids how to ask questions and how to dig deeper than the surface level, right? And so to try to get underneath and find out what's going on. And then we try to figure out with our data, like figure out, well, how can we help this person? What are some things that we can do? And so try to narrow down what is it can we kind of hone in on and work towards. And then we go to this process called ideation, which is like brainstorming. And so the kids, my whole thing is just like, nothing is stupid. So throw out every idea you have, because you never know what crazy idea you may have might spark someone else's imagination in your group. So that's kind of a hard thing for kids to kind of get over themselves, is that, you know, I want them to think, you know, crazy, wild, you know, different things. But eventually they get around to it. And from there, we look at all ideas and we try to like narrow down what's a really good way that we can help this person's problems. And then we go into the prototype. And the prototype is making basically a rough draft of our idea come to fruition. Now, maybe our idea is a process, like making the cafeteria's checkout lines more efficient.
Right.
Or maybe it's making a stand-up table for a teacher who is working from home during the early parts of the pandemic. So we have a makerspace that the kids have this class in, and the Innovation and Design Center, we got a grant from the Murdoch Trust, and in this room we have like five 3D printers, we have a laser engraver, we have a mini wood shop, and we just have a lot of tools that students can actually make physical prototypes for them to try.
Oh, that is wonderful. Again, we're speaking with Carrie Coleman. She teaches design thinking at LaSalle Catholic Prep High School in Milwaukee. What I like about this, Carrie, too, is, you know, there are courses, mathematics and those sorts of things that you have to do, kind of cut and dry things. But this kind of expands the mind a little bit. You try to get creative. And I think that's such an important part of a student's process.
Oh, I totally agree with that. And like I said, I taught biology and AP biology for, you know, two decades. And I find that, you know, that's a very important subject to teach. But what I find about this class, kids have it's not so focused on just having the right answer. It's about the process. And I think that frees students up. Because I think when they're in a really academic-driven class, kids want to just have the right answer. But this allows them to practice and to make mistakes and to, you know, work on those skills that I think are going to be transferable to those other academic classes, but also to life, because we know that in life there's not just one answer and there's multiple ways to deal with things. And so I think that's just, this is a safe way for kids to practice it and to also really tap into their creativity.
Well, and you don't know where that's going to lead either. I mean, you think of the great entrepreneurs out there,
right,
and where they started, and oftentimes their ideas may be thought, nah, that's not going to work, but you know what, it eventually did. And
right.
So who knows where this leads?
Exactly. And that's, you know, I never teach the class the same way semester to semester, because what we do is that we look around, like, what are some issues that are going on at our school? What are some current topics going around in our community and world, and see, like, how can we use the design thinking process to address those and maybe to make something better in those situations.
Speaking with Carrie Coleman, she teaches design thinking at LaSalle Catholic Prep in Milwaukee, again, as we celebrate Catholic Schools Week in the Archdiocese of Portland. So have you seen any cool developments come out of your class so far?
Yeah. Okay, just yesterday, I had a student come in, and she's like, "Miss Coleman, my dad is having problems at his job. He has to do these really weird screws, and he has to do like 100 of them at a time. And it just takes him so long, and it's just like he's just having a hard time." And I said, "Well, maybe we can help him." And so she brought the screw in, and some of my students like just jumped right in before school, and they were trying to figure out, well, how can we design something that would fit in her dad's drill so he can go through and effectively, do 100 different things at, in a short amount of time. And by the end of the day, they 3D printed a uniquely designed piece, drill bit, and I'm just waiting to find out if it actually worked because it was yesterday afternoon when she got it.
Right. Wow, that is awesome. You better get the patent attorneys on the line.
Yeah, no kidding. I know. So that was just one thing. So yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There's this other things that kids will do. Like teachers will come in and just like, hey, I'm missing a piece to this like glue bottle. And so kids will, I know it sounds kind of silly, it's just like a cap to a glue jug,
Right.
But when kids like see like the practical application of just, designing something themselves, 3D printing it, and then solving a problem for someone that maybe seemed insignificant, but that idea that this is real and, that little glue cap can lead to something much bigger later on. It's just, that idea of like that joy of creating and helping someone else and to think about how they can use that and harness that for something later in life.
But what I also like, too, which is awesome, is what you said. This is kind of based around the thought of empathy, though.
Mm-hmm.
While you're seeing development of whatever it happens to be, there's this empathy approach that's involved with it.
Right. And it was really interesting last spring when we had the class, and it was hybrid, so half the class was at home and half was in person. I just really felt like that focus on empathy really, really helped the students. And help them to connect with one another. And at the end of the year in their evaluations, like every kid talked about empathy and how good it was to think about other people. And in a way, it kind of forces them to think about others and to put themselves in each other's shoes and to have a different perspective on how we interact with others around us. And I just think that's such an important skill to have is for us to get outside of our own thoughts and our own interests and our desires, and to look outwards. And that's why I just love the fact that it's just foundational in empathy, and it's just really aligned with our LaSallian heritage and values of faith, service, and community.
It's beautiful. Carrie Coleman, she teaches design thinking at LaSalle Catholic Prep. Carrie, what a pleasure it is to talk with you this morning. It just sounds like a great class.
Thank you, and I just have wonderful kiddos, and they just... They're going to be awesome force in the future.
That's,
you guys are in good hands, I promise.
It's wonderful. Well, thank you again for your time this morning. I know you got to get off to class, so have a wonderful rest of the school year.
Thank you. All right, have a great day.
You too. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.